Good morning, business writers. Today, in our interlude between speakers, I wanted to talk about a secret source of confidence that I recently discovered. And it is the two points of value. When you do something, when you write a blog article, when you take on a white paper, when you even speak to a new client, there's two things that you bring to that conversation. The thing we all know about already is doing the thing, right? Executing, writing that article. But the thing we don't give ourselves credit for is knowing what to do. The example that came to mind was when I was reviewing the work of another writer, and I realized this person knew how to write the article. They knew it took an introduction, some main points, a final point, a conclusion. But when I went back through to review everything, it wasn't clear this person knew what the introduction was for. It ended up being really short. It was a sentence or two. It didn't warm up the reader. It didn't provide confidence. It didn't provide context. I got confidence on my mind. It didn't do these things that I know after 7 years of writing in the space an introduction needs to do. And it helped me realize when you want to move up the value chain, which is super fancy work for charging more, you have to move into levels of strategy. You have to stop and realize that just knowing what to do, so why you're, what content marketing is, how a white paper works for a brand, what it should look like, what those parts are and why they're there, that alone is the value you're bringing. So Ed Gandia, Gordon Graham, Brendan Dunn, I think different people have called this a project road mapping session. But just having that conversation before a project starts, that's value. And so you have to realize the people hiring you to write a white paper or write an article or take on a thought leadership project, they come at writing from a whole different perspective. Their specialty is leadership or marketing or distribution or product development. To them, you're there to solve a problem. You know how to solve it, and then you're also actually going to solve it with the execution. So there's two parts to that. The more you show up just to execute, the less of that value you're going to get from the transaction itself, because they know what it's there for and why it's there. And you're just the writer monkey that comes in and checks off the things on that list. Another example of this recently was a marketing client who had a really extensive white paper made, but they wanted an outside opinion on whether that content was going to work for the intended audience, which was prospects, or just existing customers, so a different audience. And this is all that work that goes into writing a white paper, figuring out what people want to know, what they need to know at different stages of the buying journey, and giving it to them. Which, as an aside, is my absolute favorite part of B2B writing, specifically, because you aren't this nasty salesman pushing something on some unsuspecting person. You're helping someone who has the money, who wants what you're selling, and if it's the right thing for them, it'll deliver results and help their business, and it just generally creates this more lucrative world for all of us to live in, and I just think that's beautiful. So that secret source of confidence, where if you can do this, if you're writing white papers, articles, case studies, you already know what to do. You've just internalized that. You learned it really quickly, you learned it informally, and you haven't stopped to think about why you're doing what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, what to do, that's probably why B2B writing is so intimidating, because you don't know what to do, and you don't know why you do it or why anyone would pay anything for it. So that's why every B2B writer really has to understand the B2B marketing ecosystem and exactly where they fit into that. So the next time you start a project, I think you'd be really pleased if you stopped and looked at all the thought processes you're using, the way you're evaluating sources, all those good things like the customer persona, where in the funnel you're writing the piece. you're going to see how much you really know about this topic that maybe you've taken for granted and how much value you really bring to the situation. That's all for this week. We have so much to look forward to with the podcast, though. It's getting so fun that it's turned into a twice a month thing, maybe even more. But we have some really cool guests lined up who are going to come and talk about their area of expertise, and especially how B2B writers can learn more about that, break into that, and add that to their repertoire. We also have our fun announcement is just that we have 300 people in the B2B Writing Foundations course, which feels like a significant milestone. But my favorite part is that the most common review is that they're shocked it's free, which is true. We're going to have plenty of paid products coming out in June, but the Foundations course is one that will stay free forever because it's really important to us that people can access information about B2B writing, get started, and understand where that fits into the business ecosystem. Because so many of us just find this by accident, and we build amazing, enriching careers, not really knowing there might have been something along the way that we didn't receive in formal education. So enroll in that course. At the very least, make sure you're subscribed to the Friday update where you're learning about other practicing B2B writers, excellent sources you can use in your next white paper, and just generally growing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.